Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Welcome back. It's 10 minutes almost after 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening. Different evening for myself, Paul McDevitt. We're live at the Swale Festival, which has been going on all weekend here in Ironmore Island. And unless you've been here, the atmosphere, everybody seems to be in good old form. The music is coming from different tents, and the fun factor here is absolutely brilliant. So delighted that everybody has decided to come over to Ironmore Island. On my way over in the ferry, I know the Martin and the team in the ferry took me over and a great old chat. The ferry was bunged. And if you don't get over here tonight, or you don't get over, or you haven't been to the festival, well, not to worry, because in Fallcarragh, next weekend, there is the Fallcarragh Summer Festival 2015. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the a man who's doing one of the organisers, and he's also a sound engineer at the Swale Festival here, from Holland. It's Ryan Degert. You're very welcome, Ryan.
Thank you, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. You're over here at this festival working, taking care of the sound and that?
Yes.
How do you find this festival this year?
This is my first year here, actually, and I am so impressed by the setup, by the organizing. So I want to give my compliments to John and to his team, because it's absolutely fantastic. And this festival has a future. It will grow.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
And as I say, it's going from, this is the second year, and it's going from strength to strength. Like the acts and the people, you've seen them more than I've seen them. It's just, the weather didn't dampen things yesterday. It just was a bit of, but damp, just to say the least.
It was pissing down. It was really wet. But anyhow, all the acts, they were absolutely fantastic. So, yeah,
brilliant.
I cannot say anything wrong.
Ryan, tell me, next weekend's festival in Fallcarragh.
Yeah.
Give me a quick, what kind of entertainment can people expect?
Well, we have Festival, as we know it. This is our fourth year running. And during the day, we have a lot of entertainment for tourism and all that. And that entails a lot of Irish dancing, Irish music on the stage. Great shows. It will start on Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, Sunday. And it's absolutely, it's a mixture of, a lot of Irish cultural entertainment on the main stage.
Well, you're not setting to any one sort of genre. You can ride across, aren't you? Because you have country music in there. You have Declan Nairne in there.
Yes, yes. We have Declan in there, and we have Seamus Moore.
Yeah.
You know,
the JCB
well.
Man.
Yeah, the JCB.
Very good.
Exactly. And then we have bands like blues, reggae, and soul band from Monaghan called the Brown Notes. We have Mark Brentner from Northern Ireland, Delta Blues, he's an amazing guy as well, with his band. We have Altagore, it's an Irish folk rock band. We have the Jet Thomas Band from Yorkshire, England. He actually plays here every year in the Roy Gallagher Festival, and he's one of the top acts. He's just amazing. Then we have, of course, guys like Mark Black. We have Wagaman and Morrison Ford from London. They do hip-hop, house, and dub to step. And there's loads and loads of other acts going on.
So when does it kick off, Ryan?
It will kick off next Friday even around 7 o'clock, I think.
Okay, right through until...
And it will go through until Sunday evening late.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And you know, is it throughout the town? Is it in different stages? Or where exactly is it? Is it in the main street?
Yeah, we have a main stage near the main street.
Okay.
And then in the evening time, all the other entertainment is in the pubs and in the beer gardens.
Ah.
Yeah. And we have all the PAs set up there, and the atmosphere is absolutely fantastic.
Well, Fallcarragh's I've always loved Lindy Fallcarragh. The crack, I've always said the crack in Fallcarragh down through the years that I've had is absolutely brilliant, because it's a good old spot, and they deserve to get the crowd. So, but hey, a lot of work involved in that, Ryan. It's not just, sorry if the like of me just pulls up, but behind the scenes, I would say, how long would that be in the making, say, for now? How long would you be planning that?
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll take a break now after that and put your feet up maybe, and then...
Well, no, because, if I go back and if I have to pack in all my gear first thing in the morning here, I have to go back and then have to start working on my own, on the festival. And so there's a lot of work needs to be done in stage building and preparations and all that, you know.
Brilliant. Well, hey, we're really looking forward to it. It kicks off this Friday and it goes right through until Sunday.
Yeah. Can I just say some thanks to a few people?
Of course,
Paul.
Of course you can. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I would just like to thank all the local businesses. They have helped us really, really well. Every year they do, and if it wouldn't be for them, there wouldn't be an festival.
No, because the funding's not there no more.
No,
isn't it?
No,
and it's
no.
Down to the local people really to get behind
our,
that.
Our local government funds, you know, have been cut more than half, and it's you know, and we would like to grow a little bit every year.
Of course,
you know. But so it's been right really, really hard. But local businesses, that they have been this year fantastic. I would also would like to thank Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, and especially thank to John Hamish from Sinn Féin. He's really, really helped us
great.
with quite a bit of money. So thank you, John, for that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, we want to wish you all the best. You deserve it, because I'm full of praise and for people like yourself that try this and to try and brighten up their area and brighten up, you know, and it's good for tourism, it's good for everybody. It's actually good for the buzz of the town in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Listen, Ryan, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming on. We wish you well. The festival is this Friday. It's in Fallcarragh and it kicks off on Friday. As I say, Declan Nairne and loads of JCB man, Seamus Moore and loads of them are there. As I say, if you just tuned in on a Sunday evening, you probably hear the music in the background. Paul McDevitt right through until 9 o'clock tonight. And we're here from the Swell Festival in association with the Iron Moor Fast Ferry and the Iron Moor Holiday Village. Yes, welcome back. Johnny Gallagher in the Box Tea Band. And Johnny Gallagher was up with us a couple of weeks ago on the Monday night sessions, and he had the guitar similar to one that's been given away here tonight, the X20. And it basically made it. I actually thought it was some kind of recording device inside. It was playing itself. It was that brilliant. But the sound and the quality of this guitar, it has to be seen. But I'm delighted to say that I am joined at the stage here this evening by a young lad from Dublin called Tag. You're very welcome.
How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Tell us a bit about yourself, how you ended up here in Donegal.
Basically, I started doing this stuff about 6 months ago. We're just trying to gig as much as we can, get out there as much as we can. I'm from Dublin originally, so to get out of Dublin and to get up and out into the country is amazing.
I'm just
trying to gig as much as I can and have people hear my music anywhere. So
have you recorded yourself, have you?
I'm in and out of the studio the past couple of months trying to get together a single to release. And I think I'm putting on the finishing touches of my debut single now that'll be released in August, hopefully. So it's exciting stuff, you know. It's all very new.
Are you playing on your own or do you play with a group?
Actually play live. I have an 8-piece band that play with me. So I have, I usually have a saxophone player and two backing vocalists and keyboard, and it's a big ordeal when it comes to the live thing, but usually acoustic stuff is cool as well to do, to really strip back the songs.
I think a lot of people say that they like to come back now and again.
Because I write the songs myself, so you know, it's cool to hear how they came about, you know.
Of course. And the music scene in Dublin is good at the moment.
Absolutely, it started, there's this massive surge of funk and groove happening again in Dublin.
So what would your sort of musical range be? Would it be funk? Is that what you're into yourself? Or?
Well, my stuff is kind of a mix of a lot of things, you know. Like, influences coming from rock and roll to funk, and then a lot of pop stuff, you know. So it's like a lot of soul and R&B. It's very jazzy as well. I don't really know how to describe it.
Well, the brass section in any band's just something else.
Absolutely.
You know, there was a period of time where they were kind of going bringing it electronically sounding brass, if you know what I mean.
Michael Jackson and
you
stuff.
You can really, really tell the true sound of the saxophone.
There's nothing
the
better than a big, big brass band behind you. There's nothing better. Like,
it looks great. But hey, it's some going to keep that thing on the road, that show on the road.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we came up here yesterday morning. We left Dublin at 9 a.m. And, you know, because of such a big band, there was only one carload went up, and then the four guys had to get the bus up. So then we all met here. It's a big ordeal. It's hard to get us all in the one room, but when we do, it's just sensational.
So were you playing here last night? Is that what it was?
We were playing here earlier on today. I was on at 1:20 on the main stage, and it was great. I was actually very surprised. There was a good crowd there, good people dancing away at an early enough hour, so it was great. Like,
how do you find the Donegal audience compared to the Dublin audience?
Well, you see, this is actually my first festival. I've never even been to a festival as a punter before.
Oh, have you not?
No, so this is my first experience of this, and I don't know. I mean, the Donegal crowd are just amazing. They're friendly.
What made you want to just try this? It was just some idea you had in your head. Is that what it was?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you know, you look at people over the summertime. It's festival season, and if you're in a band, you try to play festivals. You know, that's the way it seems. So that's what I wanted to do, you know.
So where next?
Where next? The moon. I'm going to the moon. That's what I'm going to try and do anyway. Play a gig in the moon. That's my objective.
Aye.
But no, yeah.
There's no point in me trying to put you off your notion, but I don't think the music scene's that big up in the moon.
Yeah. I don't think I'll sell much up there.
Like,
I don't do it for the money. I don't do it for the money. I know, but no.
No, but like, good luck with it, don't I? You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Oh, you're the man. Hey, but you've got this fantastic guitar, and I was watching you. You were tuning up and training up, or yeah, warming up, whatever you want to call it. This brilliant Emerald guitar. What do you think of this guitar?
This is the Emerald X20. Sorry, it's X20. Fantastic. It's absolutely amazing. Lovely tone. The hole on the guitar is actually up closer to the person, so
uh-huh,
I can hear the guitar a lot better, you know.
And I was speaking to Johnny Gallagher, who we played there, and Johnny was telling me I the first thing I noticed about the hole is up at the top. I called the hole for us. He said the sound was coming out better to you as a player. You could feel it better.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's great for, like, I was just picking away in there, and you can hear the entire guitar, you know. A lot of the time, the audience can hear it, but when it comes to the performer, it's great to be able to. It's like having a monitor in your guitar, you know.
I know, it's brilliant.
Fantastic.
It looks class. We have I'm delighted to say we'll be giving one away around about 8:30 this evening. So if you've entered that draw, you're more than welcome to stay tuned, because what a fantastic prize. Averaging price at about €1,500. It's just fantastic, you know. But anyway, Tag, you're going to do a song for us.
I'm going to play my debut single.
Good man.
Bad Move, it's called.
What's it called?
Bad Move.
And what's the story behind that?
It's basically about making a bad move, a bad choice when it came to love, or, you know, a woman. You know?
A woman. Is all your music based on
love?
Life events?
Life events, absolutely. And it's it can be a bit of a nuisance sometimes, to be honest, but no, it is. A lot of it, it's all real, you know. But that's the best songs are always the real ones, you know.
Of course. Well, listen, we'd love to hear you in your own time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. She can wear that dress the way she likes it. Oh yeah, that's not a problem. That lightning strike just got him feeling like he should ask her to move in. Failure is not an option now. 'Cause I fell in love with you the other day. Oh yeah, it's true. Bad move. 'Cause I don't wanna waste my life away just chasing you. Ooh. I can't help but know that you're the only one for me. I fell in love with you the other day. Oh yeah, it's true. Bad move. Cigarette when she lights it, it's like time sits still. But there's this thing inside my brain, it says she'll tie you up in chains and no, you won't get out alive. 'Cause I fell in love with you the other day. Oh yeah, it's true. Bad move. 'Cause I don't wanna waste my life away just chasing you. Ooh. I can't help but know that you're the only one for me. 'Cause I fell in love with you the other day. Oh yeah, it's true. Bad move. I don't want to play those games. And
And I can't help but know that you're the only one for me. 'Cause I fell in love with you the other day. Oh yeah, it's true. It was a bad move.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. There's a great uniqueness in your voice there. It stands out. I definitely say a funk background there, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's class.
When the band get their hands on that track, it's,
I would say that with the whole brass section, so you could really go to town with that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we wish you well. Thanks for popping on to see us.
Thank you very much,
Absolutely,
it's a fantastic guitar. I'm definitely going to be entering the raffle anyway. Telling you now.
Hey, what did I tell you? We could talk. We could talk.
That is not a joke.
We could talk. You know what I mean? We're partial to every envelope here. Don't you worry about that, son. I can sort it out.
Yeah. I'll haggle with you. Come on, let's do it.
Come and talk to me when
live
I'm off
the
here.
Air.
Hey, but it's a fantastic guitar.
Absolutely.
Thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Hey, you're listening to this. We're live at the Swell Festival in Arranmore this Sunday afternoon. And I tell you what, you can hear the music in the background. It's thumping. Absolutely thumping here. And you're more than welcome, as I said before. If you didn't get this weekend's festival, the Fall Caravan is next weekend for all them music lovers and people who can do... I couldn't do three-day sessions anymore. I can't do it. I can barely do a one-day session. It's, I don't know what time it is. Just after 28... here, you know, I don't know what it is in the mainland. It's probably about 7 o'clock. And it's good to have you with us. You've just tuned in, Paul McDevitt, and the Swell Festival. And by the way, the competition for the Emerald X20 guitar, it's not a competition on text, so don't be texting or anything like that, right? Because you're only sort of wasting your time. It's all done and dusted here in the islands, and it's all sorted out. I've sorted it out. You know what I mean? So my mother probably won it. But anyway, listen. We're joined, I'm delighted to see Brendan McGlynn from Letterkenny and Aoife Doolan from County Clare. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
All just musicians. I'm from Donegal, but I've been living in Dublin for the past 4 years playing away. And I've got a big troop of them all down to Donegal this weekend playing away and stuff.
Right.
I just played a set myself there in the Kinnegar bar, and then I'm playing at 10 o'clock on the main stage later on tonight.
Oh, tonight, are you? Tonight. Good man. On the two of yous?
No, just me.
Just yourself?
Well, not just me. There'll be a band, but she'll not be near it.
Oh, right.
I'll be watching. I'll be
Aoife, you're from County Clare.
I am, yeah.
Thanks for making the journey up.
Thanks very much.
Just
it's
for
a
this.
Long journey.
So, musically, do you sing together? Is that the way it works, or how?
I sing together. Just a good bit of harmonies and stuff, and we live together and all, and sure, look, it's handy then if you live with somebody who can sing.
All right, well, I live with somebody, but she can't sing. But listen, what kind of music do you do, Brendan?
I suppose I write a whole loads of different. Like, the band we're playing with later on is a bit more rocky, I suppose, but this stuff, doing my own, is kind of more folk and kind of more simple, but stripped back stuff.
Musically, who would you be brought up with, or who inspired you, sort of thing, to kick music off for yourself?
Bob Dylan and John Martin. People like that. Just like, I always kind of really like lyrics, and people that have really good lyrics I was like, how did you write, how did you come up with like that? Confused me, so then I just started trying to do it myself. And
right. Have you written any songs?
I've got a few, yeah. I just finished the songrightingdegree in BIM Dublin after 4 years, so writing away for about.
And you're gigging in Dublin most of the time?
Gigging in Dublin most of the time, but I'm hoping to come back here in September, or in September again, to Donegal.
Have you gigged much about Donegal?
Yeah, I've done Swell last year and did the Iron Mojo Festival out here a couple of years before that, and whenever the Green Room was going, I was flat out there and doing stuff around there. Yeah.
That kind of music's doing great stuff, the one at the acoustic stuff and all the different venues. It's great to see it, isn't it?
It's great. It's great because it takes one person to pick up a guitar and then write a song and then walk into a place, and like, if everyone's doing it and everyone's supporting it, then more people will do it.
Of course.
It's really easiest.
So recording wise, have you anything planned? Or?
Yeah, well, we, the band Colour Sound, we just released our second single there during before the summer.
Oh.
And we're going back in the studio hopefully in the next month to record two more, and they'll be out in the new year.
Good.
That's the plan, yeah.
Good. And plenty of radio play there.
Plenty of radio play. You guys are buying us as well.
Of course.
And radio is very good.
You keep us up to date with your music. Aoife, what about yourself? Your singing, musical background?
I study in BIM Dublin too. I'm not quite finished yet, but I'm studying vocals there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so I do a bit of songwriting on the side, but Brendy always gives me a little call every now and then. throw some backing vocals on and from upstairs.
Very good.
And record the few little bits for him. Tell him what's wrong and what's right.
Yeah, all right, I see. They're perfect
keeping
harmony.
Straight, you know. Yeah.
How you find this festival? This is your first time up here?
No, it's my second time.
Oh, you were here last year too?
Yeah, I was here last year. Oh, it's as great, if not better. It's just fantastic, fantastic vibe.
The atmosphere around the whole place. Like, you can hear the music going in the background. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, it's really, non-stop. Really good. And everyone's just so involved. And everyone's so happy and open. It's just coming into a big hug.
There's something in the air here in Armagh. I don't care. Definitely something in the air. But hey, listen, you're going to give us a song.
Yeah.
What are you going to do first?
I'm going to give you a fairly new song. It's a little chilled out song called Frenchie.
Good man.
Yeah.
What's the background to that?
I guess what is the background to that? I was seeing this girl and then it kind of went wrong. But as all mistakes go, lessons are learned.
Some great songs they recorded by mistakes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mistakes I made, I could have wrote a flipping album 10 times over. In your own time, Brian, thank you.
Thanks. I used to do an impression of you in the days when I was dark. I used to love the thought of loving you in the day I feed the spark. Sometimes a kiss can mean nothing. Wish I could mean one with you. And that's the way that it goes. Well, I hope it goes your way soon. Ooh. Well, I drink to forgive and I drink to forget. But I got given what for? When the old flame returns, all the new love it burns. Collect your ashes by the door. But love is not the opposite of feeling alone. Someone I'm one man it takes to. And that's the way that it goes. But I hope that it goes soon. Ooh. Well, the past is the past. But when love don't last, that seems to last a long time. Oh, heartbreak is breaking all the hearts that you find. Broken hearts don't need love, they need time. I used to do an impression of you. Now I just want to impress me. It takes evil to show someone what it means to be good. And the world is a coin spinning around and around. Yeah, head or tails, I will make do. And that's the way that it goes. That's the way that it goes. That's the way that it goes. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yo! you very much indeed, Bren and Aoife. That was beautiful. Your vocals work very well together as a team. Do you work hard now? Is it a natural thing? Do you just naturally work with one another?
So we've been playing together for a while, so it's kind of natural at this stage, yeah. Just kind of play. I'm like, throw them at everyone. She's like, yeah, cool. And
it's good. Yeah. It came across well. We wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for calling. And wish you all the success. Get your music up this in Highland Radio as soon as it comes
definitely
out. Brendan McGlynn and Aoife Doolan, thank you very much indeed. You're with Highland Radio on Sunday evening. Paul McDevitt, 3 until 9. We're at the Swell Festival here in Burtonport. You're more than welcome. Your request, Burtonport and Ardmore Island even. You're more... See, I left myself behind in Burtonport. I say I'm somebody else out here. Anyway, 086-77-00-555. Going for a quick ad break. Back with classic music from Jerry Fish and the Mudbug Club.
Listening to Paul McDevitt.
Of 8 o'clock, Emotional Fish, and this party's over. The party's not over, it's only kicking off. I'm delighted to say I am joined by John and Daniel, known as the Oaken, and their dog. And the dog's called
Happy.
Happy is. That's, and he is happy, in fairness to him. There's a smile on his face, like a Yorkshire Terrier. But anyway, listen, good to see you. Thanks indeed for calling. John, you're from
Straban.
And Daniel's from?
Moldova.
Moldova? Yes. How did that combination come together?
Galway. We both live in Galway.
So you live in Galway, right?
I moved to Galway about 2 years ago and met this man, and that was it.
And have you recorded? Are you recording?
At the minute, we just set up the Facebook page, and it's getting a bit of action. We put up some videos. We're making videos with Alan from Emerald Guitars,
there'll
be some videos up shortly. There is on the Facebook at the minute. Check it out.
Brilliant. We'll get the details after. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing an original called Balloons. It was actually written by my girlfriend Rosie. She wrote a poem when we were in college, and I turned it into a song because I just kept reading it and reading it, and then
class.
Turned it into a song. So.
Well, listen, on your own time.
Yeah,
take it away.
Transpiring glow inside, out of touch, nothing can guide through this barrier, my atmosphere. People come wandering towards me, I'm defect bound, moments. They are free. They are free.
Broadcasting throughout the Northwest and across the world online.